Good afternoon, everyone. Please, yeah, a little bit higher. So just really thankful for your prayers and your kindness. Is it higher? No? A little more higher? Yeah, from the bottom. I want to go up. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry? No dancing, that's right, no dancing. I was up in the balcony since the beginning just crying. So many wonderful songs, the music, the testimonies. Everything is just amazing, and just want to praise the Lord for what he's doing with us. Yeah, I sent a chat message to the leaders in our English service on Friday. I said, I have a gikurikoshi, and I can't move, I can't stand, I can't sit, I can't sleep, and I cannot preach on Sunday. And everybody said, okay, we're praying for you, get well soon. And then Kunishige-san, the one who's in charge of our video and internet, he says, okay, do you want to preach through Zoom or Messenger? Do you want to preach on video? Do you want to record your sermon? And I said, oh, Lord, which is more painful, preaching to the camera or standing here and preaching? So I said, okay, I'll come and preach on Sunday. So, but praise the Lord. I'm a little bit more mobile. I can walk. I can stand a little bit. And thank you for your wonderful prayers and your prayer for here. I really appreciate that. Pray more for my wife, Nahomi. She has to do everything. And, she was... more than usual, taking care of our children, and then now she has to take care of the biggest child in our house. So, yeah, please pray for her. Okay, well, please open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 23. As you can see, it's a very short scripture today. And I have included other scriptures as well from 1 Peter, Romans, and 1 John. You have those? Okay? All right, great. So I would like to read those for you as well. But together, let's read from Luke chapter 23, verse 33 through 34. Are you ready? Let's read. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The very word of God. Amen. So let me read for you a few other scriptures that we will include in today's sermon. The first one is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. And then another scripture from Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And then from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen?
Amen.
So, if you make two lists, the first list is the number of songs that are about love, like romantic love, you know? And then on the other side, you make a list of the songs that are written about friendship or politics or food or travel, anything besides romance. Which list is longer? Obviously, the list about romantic love. In fact, it's much, much longer. Ne? And so, we're talking today about love and forgiveness. The love that this world thinks about is the love from the love songs. I have a longing. I have a desire. I want to be with you. It's a longing. But when we talk about the love in the Bible, it's not so much the longing, but loyalty. Yes, God loves us with the desire, like a husband for his wife, like a mother for her child. That's the kind of affection and longing and emotion that God has for us. But there is a love that this world still does not understand. It's the love of God. And that kind of love is more than just longing. It's loyalty. It's commitment. It means I will never, ever, ever give up on you. I have made you as the crowning creation. I have made you as the top of all of this world. And I want you to be my image, my sons, my family. And even though you sin, you rebel, you go against my commitment to you, yes, we need to pay for that sin. There must be a kind of penalty or punishment for this rebellion or this rejection. But the punishment is not forever. Because I love you. Okay, so that's the point of our message today. Now, if we look at our first text, Luke chapter 23, you'll notice it's only two verses. And you know, if you listen to my sermons, usually our sermons are from, you know, 10 verses, sometimes 20 verses. Those are called expository sermons. It means that I want to explain to you the meaning of these 10 or 20 verses. It's very important, that kind of sermon. Now, if you are bilingual, if you can speak both Japanese and English, I highly recommend that you download the sermon from today's Japanese service from Pastor Hiroshi, because he explains everything from chapter 23, right, about the crucifixion. Chapter 23 from verse 26 all the way to the end, 46, I think. And so, teineni. Pastor Hiroshi preaches and teaches that sermon. Today, in our service, we will not do an expository sermon. This is more of a thematic or topical sermon. And the topic is what we find. The reason why I want to do a topical sermon is I was reading chapter 23 from verse 26 to the end. And if you read it, you'll see. Luke is showing us, of course, Jesus. Jesus is in the center. He's the main character. But Luke, the author, is showing us not only Jesus, but the other characters around Jesus. The women, the soldiers, the Romans, the Jews, the leaders, the other criminals. And he's showing us how much evil and darkness and hate. If you're the king, save yourself. If you're the Messiah, get down from the cross. They spit on him. They hit him. They smack him. They laugh at him. They mock him, okay? That's all the people around him. The women are weeping for him. When a person is hanging on the cross, and we know this from history, when a man usually is on the cross, he's naked, completely humiliated, and people are spitting on them, they're laughing at them, they're throwing things, and they're doing all kinds of ridicule at the person on the cross. Usually, the person on the cross, what is he doing? He's spitting back. Yeah. He's talking to them. You want to laugh at me? Curse you. God hates you. I hate you. He's naked. The worst he can do is also, you know, he's got blood and sweat, tears, but also other bodily fluids. And I'm reading this, and I'm trying to imagine what they're doing to Jesus and what they do to the normal criminal and how the normal person on the cross is responding. What does Jesus do on the cross? Right? He doesn't say, oh, God hates you. God curses you. I am the king. You should, nothing. What does he say? Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. And I'm reading this, and it's like God is just smacking me on the face. It's like he's grabbing my back and he's twisting it. And he's saying, Chris, you need to preach only this. Because this is enough. This word that Jesus speaks while he's hanging and dying on the cross, there is no greater words of love spoken in human history. All of the songs, you can look up on Google the top 100 songs about love. They will not have these words. Look at the top 10 love songs in all of history. They don't have these words. But these are the greatest words of love spoken by any man. Now, why do I think this is about love? Why do I say that? Yuki, go to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Can we see it? But God demonstrates his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So in Romans chapter 5, it says that maybe for a good person, someone might die. Yeah? You know? Maybe you're a government worker and you are the bodyguard of the prime minister or an important person. And they're doing the work for the government and you're SP? Special police? I don't know. Secret police. Special police. Yeah, I don't know. So maybe for a good person, you jump in front of the gun and you take the bullet. That's duty. That's not love. But God shows his love. So Jesus dying on the cross is the demonstration that he will not give up on me. Yeah, I give up on God. I think, oh God, my back hurts just a little bit. I cannot preach. I cannot come to church. You know, my wife doesn't do something or doesn't say something to me, and I think, oh, maybe this marriage is over. No, I don't say that, but no. I don't know. I'm fickle. I give up so easily just for the smallest thing. But God is loyal. He never gives up. That while I'm still a sinner. So the verse from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the reason why I put that there, it doesn't talk about love, but this is actually from last week. I preached last week, but I forgot to talk about this verse. And I think this is important because it talks about Jesus is the only innocent man that was killed. He was, when Luke was writing this, he showed that Pilate and also King Herod and also the religious leaders, they had nothing to prove against Jesus. So according to the highest court in all of that time, Jesus was an innocent man. So then why did he die? So according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he did not die for his criminal activity. He died for our sin, right? Now watch this. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous, Jesus, for the unrighteous, me. Why? To bring you to God. That's it right there. That's it right there. Pastor Hiroshi said, in today's message this morning, 他の宗教と比べると何が違う、キリスト教とは。What is the difference between the other religions and Christianity? He said the other religions are kaku. It's imaginary salvation. But here, it is to bring us to God. So what's the religion? What is religion? I will meditate. I will study, I will sing, I will pray, I will give, I will serve, I will help, so that God will accept me, okay? I will do something righteous, so God will give me his love. I'm trying to come to God. Here's the problem. Here is me, and here is God. But between me and God is the wall. Tsumi no kabe, the wall of sin, the wall of separation, the wall of rebellion. I'm trying to come to God, but I cannot find God by myself. So God, in his grace, comes to me. Yes? That's why Jesus died. The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring me close to God, to do what I could not do on my own. The power I have is not enough to come close to God. So that's last week. But this week, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, while I'm still a sinner, God showed that he loved me. How? 1 John chapter 4. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And then here is the whole point. Look at the last line. But he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The word atone. In the Nihongo, it's the tsugunau, oginau, to cover. It means to pay. So I looked up the word tsugunau in my Google Translate, and it said compensate. It's an economic word, right? To pay, to compensate. What is he compensating? What is he paying? If you get this, this will transform your life. He's paying for me and my sin. He's giving me the ability to forgive. He's giving me the power to be free. Yes, come on. That's what we're singing about. That's why I was crying today when we were singing, God set me free. This is about love and forgiveness. The power of God's love through Jesus' death on the cross covers my sin, compensates for my rebellion, pays for my debt against God. And because I have no more debt to God, no one has a debt to me. Follow me now. Follow me. Somebody says this to me sometimes. Pastor Chris, maybe God can forgive me. But I don't know. Maybe I cannot forgive myself. Pastor Chris, you don't know what I've done. You don't know the evil that I did to hurt somebody, to hurt myself. And I think maybe that's true. Maybe you cannot forgive yourself. Maybe you don't have the power. But your sin may be strong. Your sin is great. But there is one who is greater than your sin. And the one who has more authority over your life? The one, you, or the one who made you? The one who created you. And if he says that he has paid for your sins, you have to trust in that. And maybe you cannot forgive yourself, but the more you can receive the forgiveness of God, stop trying to forgive yourself. Here's how you know that you have received God's forgiveness. When somebody comes to you and insults you, hurts you, offends you, you are able to use the power of God to forgive them. Amen? I wanted to preach today because today is the cross. We're preaching the cross. I preach the cross every single Sunday. And I thought, I have to be here when the text itself is about the cross. There's nothing greater than the cross of Christ. If you are having difficulty, you cling to the cross. If you cannot forgive, you embrace the cross. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself every day, pick up your cross, and follow me. Deny yourself. Die to yourself. Die to your sin. Die to your anger. Die to your malice. Die to your bitterness, your hatred. Die. Pick up your cross and die. Follow Jesus. Learn how he forgives. You have somebody, and listen, I'm just like you, okay? Chris, you don't know my mother. You don't know my coworker. Chris, you don't know my boss. Chris, you don't know my children. They're so bad, right? Yeah, I don't know. You're right, but I know my boss, okay? I know the people who hurt me. And on a good day, I come to church, I sing the songs, I meditate on the word, I pray with my brothers and sisters, and I'm reminded again of God's love for me, and I'm able to go to work, forgive that student, forgive that coworker, forgive those people. Yeah, I'm able because I'm here. Because of the gospel, because of Jesus' cross. I'm going to close real quick. I was having a conversation about 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about life at church versus life at home. And they said to me, Chris, when I'm at church, you know, I feel different. I feel good. I feel there's people here and we're happy. We're praying. We're singing. I feel light. That's what they say, right? I'm a different person. But then the problem is I go home and I become moody. I change. The people at my home, they know I'm not the person at church. I'm a hypocrite. I feel so different. And I looked at that person, I said, listen, the person, you think the person at home is the real you. That's what you think, right? I understand, because you're at church maybe 3 hours one in the week, and then you're at home all the time, right? So you think that's the real you. That's not what the Bible says. Yeah. If any man is in Christ, he is a new. This is the real you. This is the new you. If you follow Jesus, you have been born again. And this happy you, this loving, rejoicing, open, vulnerable, wise, prayerful, singing, dancing, shouting you, that's you. That's the real you, okay? And so now, what do you do when you go home? I'm fighting this different me. Who is this different me? That's the old you. That's the zombie you, right? What is a zombie? He's dead, but then he comes out and he's no smiling, he's not running, he's walking like he's got, a bad back, That's a zombie. That's not you. Now, there will come a day, Jesus will come. He will make all things new, and he will restore all things. And all those zombies, they will be gone. But until that day, we have the cross. We have the power of the blood. And that power brings us newness and brings us new creation. Now, you're going to pray. We're going to close. You're going to go home. And maybe your old you is waiting. Maybe the zombie you is waiting. Okay? Now, live in newness of life. Walk with the power of Jesus' Spirit inside of you. That's what I came to preach. Yeah. Okay? Love. That's what it is. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are just... We're just trying to follow you and trying to obey you and trying to be open to what you have. But Lord, we fall, we fail, we are weak, and sometimes we sin. But thank you for your love, that you did not give up on us. And thank you that your power is greater than our weakness. And thank you, Lord God, that every moment we are being made new into the image of Jesus Christ. And thank you for this great love that you have for us. Lord, I'm just a babbling fool that just says things at random. But Lord, your love brings order and beauty in the chaos. And I thank you for that. I rejoice. We rejoice together. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Shall we all rise as we sing our closing song together?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life. I shall hold. salvation.